Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Zone, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cries, and delivered us from that much and mighty clay. Oh, yes. You see, it was God this morning that touched us with his finger of love and life and woke us up, started us on our way, clothed us in our right mind. Oh, yes. You see, as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. Oh, we give God the praise. We give God the honor. We give God the glory. And we give him the thanks for being our Savior, deliverer, healer, provider, and protector on today. We thank him for his grace, and we thank him for his mercy, which endures for all time. On this morning, we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, on this morning, where would we be? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Where would we be? So, God, we say thank you for waking us up. We say thank you that we have new life this morning. We say thank you, Lord God, because of your goodness and your mercy endure forever and ever. Glory. We lift up your holy name this morning, Lord God, as we come before your throne, bowing before you in humbleness on today, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that all is well in the name of Jesus. So God, have your way. Take full control of our lives on today. And Lord, through your word and through your Holy Spirit on today, through the prayers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you lift us higher in you on today. So we glorify you. We magnify your holy name. We call for who you are on this morning, Lord God. And we give you the grace. We give you the honor. We give your name the glory on this morning, on today. So have your perfect will and way, internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God, for us, Lord God. But no man can do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God touches. God touches. Revival in our hearts, in our minds, in our thought process. This morning, Lord God, you say, have your perfect will and way. Father God, and we pray right now, Lord God, that you send a revival. Send it right now. Lord, let it begin in me, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, touch right now your people, Lord God. Touch right now, Lord God. Stir up the gift in each and every one of us, Lord God. God, it ain't nothing that we can do without you holding our hands on this morning. So, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you have your perfect will and your perfect way in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, on this morning, Lord God. Move, Lord God, in every country, every town, Father God. Move on your people, Lord God, every government, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, in every family, marriage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move right now as never before, Lord God. For we realize that time is short, Lord God, and your coming back is near. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, touch those minds and souls out there, Lord God, that know you not in the pardoning of their sins. Touch them right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them back into the fold, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, that your word be spread, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west this morning, Lord God, that some man, woman, or child will be saved on today, that they will be filled and delivered, Father God, and filled with your Holy Spirit on today. Father God, we ask that you come in the midst right now. Touch hearts and minds, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, look upon, Lord God, those ones out there, Lord God, that are sex trafficking, Lord God. We pray against it in the name of Jesus. We'll pray against everything, Lord God, that's not of you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now as never before. Father, save right now as never before. Somebody needs you, Lord God, this morning in the pardoning of their sins and their ways, oh God. So come in the midst, Lord God. Touch them in their hearts. Touch them in their minds. Touch them in their thought process. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Touch them right now, internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God. Go out right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move right now and stir up the gift. Stir up the atmosphere of your people in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your perfect will and perfect way on today, right now. For Father, some know not what they do, and some know not who you are. So Lord, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, through your people of saints of God, let yourself be known right now to every man, woman, and child around, Lord God, this globe on this morning. God, do it right now. God, touch right now. Even our children, Lord God. Keep them in the center of your will, Lord God. Lord God, move out those individuals, Lord God, that have nefarious ways, oh God, that don't mean our children any good. God, we say, put your hedge of protection around them right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you right now. And we praise you right now, Father God, this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because there's no other help we know, Lord Jesus, but then to know that you are Lord. and you are God, and that you love, and that you save on this morning. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, for the food on our table, the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, jobs and sustenance, Lord God. We thank you for the favor and the blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Because we know, Lord God, if it had not been for you on our side, oh, glory this morning, where would we be? So, God, come in the midst. Come in the midst, Lord God, in the midst of every corner. In the midst, Lord God, of every situation, circumstance, Lord God, that your people may have, God, and bless them on today. God, we speak blessing. We speak miracles, signs, and wonders through your Holy Spirit on today. And for those ones, Lord God, that has a troubling mind, oh God, we speak peace to their minds, Lord God. This morning, peace, Lord God, and love in the name of Jesus. So, God, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way on this morning. And everything we do and everything we say, let it be brand new in you, Lord God. Yes, Lord Jesus, let it be brand new. And we thank you and we praise you. And glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, forget not those, Lord God, that's in despair and displaced, Lord God, from the recent hurricanes, Lord God, and weather phenoms, Lord God. God, you bless in the name of Jesus. God, you rebuild in the name of Jesus. And God, let them know that you are Lord and you are God. Over everything and everybody on today. So it's in Jesus' name we give you thanks, Lord Jesus and Father God. We give you thanks on today for everything, everything, Father, that you provide for us. Now take us higher and a little bit further, Father God, in you on today. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way through the midst of it all in the name of Jesus. Bring everything and everybody into alignment and position, Lord God, all of us that you may be able to use us on today to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ to somebody on today. So we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We give your name the glory. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. And now we turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Smith, sir. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Pastor Smith. God bless you all this morning. You know what? I know you probably hear me, peoples of God, that all over the world, you probably hear me say this all the time, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. And I know that many of you, you say that all the time religiously, because at the end of the day, we understand that, my God, what yesterday could have bring, or yesterday or last week, what could have happened, what could it bring? At the end of the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. And it doesn't matter what it looks like, what we're going through, what it is, you know, we're going to rejoice because, my God, let everything that has breath, we're going to give God his praise that is due to him. I know that this morning we are speaking and talking to some blessed people. And the reason why I know that, my God, because, my God, people that, my God, that is not entertaining the Lord, they don't get up this early, my God, and try to say a prayer or go into worship or different things. Right about now, you got individuals, their mindset is on going to work. Their mindset probably be on their issues, their problems. But it's something about the saints of God when they get up in the cool of the day and when they begin to get up and commune with the Lord. That's kind of saints of God, Pastor Smith. I don't mind being with and walking with, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what's going to go on in their life. It doesn't matter what's going to go on around them. They're going to begin to tarry in the presence of the living God. And I know that many of you right now that is listening all over the world, you coming into a point into your life and a point, my God, in your spiritual walk that you don't have time for stupidity. You don't have time for foolishness. You don't have time because your life, just your life, my God, or your reality of your life, it done got real. Y'all hear me? The reality of your life, it done got real. It ain't about the ones on your job. It's not about the ones, my God, that got they lip stuck up and the lip poked out. It ain't about that. It's about you and your walk with God. I want to speak to some peoples, my God, and talk to some individuals, especially for the rest of this year, that their mindset and they are ready to enter into a place of success with the Lord. They said, made up their mind and said, you know what? I don't care how difficult it's going to be. I don't care how stressful the walk might be, but I am very content. My roots is getting into the ground. My foots are being solid, and I'm not getting nowhere. I'm not going nowhere other than being successful in the Lord. Is anybody ready all over the world? My brothers and sisters and friends and families, United Kingdom, UAE, my God, are you ready? France, Australia, are you ready? My God, Egypt, are you ready? My God, Asia, are you ready? I'm telling you right now, oh my God, saints of God, you're gonna get ready to get into a season where you don't have no excuse to reason why you're not, my God, you're not prosperity happy. The reason why, my God, things not in your life is not flowing correctly. God is making a transition. You got to believe what we look in the world and what we see in the world. Yes, it's a setup, because God needs the saints of God to begin to be positioned so they can be witness in the body of Christ. And I truly believe that God has positioned many of you so you could be witness. It's not the government system. It's not the world system. It's not what the system they put in place, because you know without a shadow of doubt, if it has I'm not been for the Lord on your side. Many of us, we could testify, we don't know where will we be. So we thank God this morning. I lift him up. I give him the praise. It doesn't matter what may come your way. It doesn't matter what you may go through. I declare and decree that the saints of God, you're going to begin to speak life. You're going to begin to practice and speak life in every situation. I tell you, I ask you in the Holy Ghost, that those that is listening all over the world, even on the phone line, even in the internet, I dare you to begin to speak life in your situation. No longer you're going to be speaking negativity and things around you that are going to suck the living life out of you. Father, as joy, Father, as your peace, Father, as your happiness, your stamina, the will to keep going, your will to keep pressing, your will to keep living. No longer you're going to use the vampire your words, my God of mine, that suck the living life out of you. I declare and decree in this season, as you begin, your words that you've been speaking out going to begin to rearticulate. Amen. It's going to begin to re-execute in another form, in another realm. You shall speak life in the name of Jesus. So I declare and decree with you, touching and agreeing with you, come in partnership with you to speak life in your life. You shall live and not die. and declare the works of the living God. You are a strong tower. You are a liver. You shall continue to move forth into the things of God. You will be prosper. You already are prosper. Your home, your family, and everything that you touch is going to begin to turn to gold. My God, you coming into a season that your supervisor or your boss or your manager, they cannot function without you there, because you bring forth the anointing in the workplace that destroys every issue, every problem, every circumstance. You shall be a strong tower. You will be successful in this season, and everything in your life, everything that is in your home, in the marketplace, in the job system, outside of the marketplace, outside of the job system, in your immediate family, in your relationship, my God, in your marriage, in the name of Jesus, it shall live and not die, and it's going to continue with your steps are ordered by the Lord to declare and decree, my God, that it will be so. Is there anybody this morning? I know you might be feeling tired. You've probably been going through a money of things, my God, through this year, but is there anybody ready to end this year with explosive, ready to end this year what God can do? Because the last time I checked, he's still blessing at the finish line. He's still healing at the finish line. He's still delivering at the finish line. I command in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ, you begin to get up. You begin to get pushing. You begin to keep walking. I know that the Lord done bless you this year. I know he'll knock your socks off, but you can't stay there. Go say, I got another level. I got another realm. I got another place that I want to position and take you there. Is there anybody, my God Almighty, all over this world? Are you ready for what God is already doing? Are you ready to jump in what God has already articulated? Are you ready for God to come in and snatch you where you need to be? Are you ready? Because I'm telling you right now, as a servant of God, once God give you information, once he begin to release revelation, right out the debt is the manifestation. Let me say that once again. Once God will release information, once he release, my God, give you information, I'm telling you, it's manifestation coming right out the debt. That's why many of you in a season, you had a hunger for the wind. You want to know more about God. You know it's deeper in there. The Holy Ghost had a stirring in your spirit, because God was great. God creating a, he was creating a movement inside of you so he can begin to release information, so he can begin to release revelation, so he can release an impart rhema in your spirit. Because God said it's going to be a season where you're going to go and walk into manifestation. How many are you ready to walk in manifestation? I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that many of our prayers that we don't been offered up and we don't petition the Lord by God, that before this year out, we're going to begin to see many of our prayers answer, pertaining to, my God, relationship, pertaining to our job, pertaining to different things that we seek after loved ones for salvation, for healing, for deliverance. It shall be answered, because now we are moving into the realm of manifestation. Holy Ghost, teach us how to articulate in the realm of manifestation. We give you the glory. I dare somebody shout this morning and give God our glory. You know, we got the realm of information. Information for that's what the doctors have to say, their diagnosis, their treatment, their plan, what they're going to do. Going there, keep going back and forth. That's information. They're going to give you the revelation. What is the revelation? The revelation is that I am a healer. I am your provider. I say I'm going to heal you. I say I'm going to deliver you. That's revelation. And God said, now you're going to get rid of walking manifestation. What is manifestation? My God, when I went through my season of information, and when I went through my season of revelation, they come in the spirit, they begin to be intimate with one another, and they birth a baby called revelation. They birth a baby called manifestation. And manifestation is going to add up everything that God says is going to do. That's his word, saints of God. If God said it, he's going to do it. His word is not going to come back void. So
Somebody needs to tell themselves, I'm going to get ready to walk into manifestation. Because transformation and revelation, they came together and they produced manifestation. Manifestations that happened over my home, over my life, in my family, in my circumstances. Somebody needs to give God the praise. You give God the joy. That's why the enemy is trying to weigh you out. He don't want you to receive the baby of manifestation. That's why the enemy been trying to get you discouraged. He don't want you to receive the revelation, my God, the baby that called manifestation. That's why he been trying to break up homes and divine homes. He don't want you to receive the baby that called manifestation. How many of you could say, I feel a revival in my spirit? How many of you could tell yourself, I'm going into a season of manifestation? I've been praying, you've been praying, you've been asking, you've been believing, you've been declaring, you've been decreeing, you've been speaking it, you've been walking by faith, you've not by sight, your footsteps have been ordered. Say, this is my season for manifestation. And my brothers and sisters in Norway, are you talking about it, my God, that this is your season for manifestation? This is my season for elevation. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, I give you glory. Say, we thank you in this season because of the revelation, because of information that you don't release in our life to set us up, my God Almighty, for the manifestation. Because you didn't want us to birth forth or enter into the realm of manifestation without the proper revelation, without the proper information. We got the information now how to take care of our bodies, how to take care of our minds, how to take care of situations. We caught the revelation that what we're going through is not for ourselves. What we're going through to be a testimony to somebody else. So now we are waiting on that baby that called manifestation. Manifestation of our healing, manifestation of our deliverance, manifestation of our prosperity, manifestation of our joy and of our peace. Somebody need to give God the praise this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I feel that God is shaking. He is moving everything in your life. I dare you to tell yourself, if I could only hold on a little while longer to wait on manifestations to show up at my door, to show up at my house, I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the living God. God, we thank you. And as we come in your presence, we command our morning. We command our time. We command it within you. In the name of Jesus, it shall be, it will be, happen in this day of season. Give us the willpower, Holy Ghost, for we can keep pressing, for we can keep moving, and we can shake off all diabolical things that's trying to attach itself to us in the spirit. We're going to give God the praise. We give God the joy. Is there anybody got a praise in their marriage? Is there anybody got a praise in their spirit? What God is saying, when you get the information and the revelation, you give me the praise until manifestation. Show up at your doorsteps. Manifestation, then show up. If God says he's going to give you a house, get ready for the manifestation. If God says I'm going to give you a brand new car, get ready for the manifestation. If God says I'm going to heal you, get ready for the manifestation. Somebody need to tell themselves, I'm going into the manifestation season. I've been crying, I've been fasting, I've been walking, I've been frustrated. My God Almighty, I'm not God, but I'm going into manifestation. You're going into manifestation. You got to first get the information. The information time, the information walk. It's a brutal, sometimes it can be very brutal in that field, in that walk, information. Because that's the time, that's the season, or that's the time you don't have a clue what's going on with you. You don't have a clue what is this going on in my life. I don't have a clue what's going on. that's the time to where we begin to question, God, why is this? I've been serving you. I've been walking upright with you. So now that's a season of information. Information to find out what's going on. Information to find out what needs to be done. Information pertaining to a plan, a process that needs to take place. Once you talk the information, you understand everything that is going on. Now God released revelation. He released revelation in your life to let you know that I am the God in your life. I am the who I say I am. I can turn every situation around for the good. He give you a revelation. And once the information connect to the revelation, y'all got to hear me this morning. That's why the man of God said, whose report you going to believe? Because his information that he had got from the report, from what came back to him, it connected with revelation. And the revelation overpowered the information. Then once that happened, it was an intimacy that took place with information and revelation. And guess what? They birthed forth a baby that called manifestation. And when manifestations show up, you best believe that revelation, my God, done fed the manifestation. Revelation done nourished the manifestation. I don't care what report that you don't got this year. I don't care what information that came into your life this year. Revelation done showed up, and it's gonna get ready to nourish your baby that called manifestation. Are you ready for your manifestation to show in your life? Somebody need to give God in the highest praise. That's why you was going through what you was going through. It was not because the enemy wanted you. It was because God wanted to give you some information and gonna let you know that my revelation gonna overpower the information you got. That's why, my God Almighty, you just get ready for your manifestation. Somebody need to say, I'm ready for my manifestation. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because God is through with me. God is finished with me. I still got a work to do. I've been living for him for a long time. I'm still not tired because I'm going to go where God told me to go. Amen. Information. Many of you, my God Almighty, I wasn't much planning on coming this way. Many of you this year, some of you are still going through. You're in a season of collecting information. You're in a season to collect dialogue. You're in the season. Some of you on your jobs, you're disgusted. You want to get on your job, you want to quit. You ain't catching the revelation that God's trying to give you. He's trying to give you information. He's trying to give you information. Why? It could be several different things, the reason why. But one thing I do know, that all equal up to every seven different things, is elevation. He's going to always bring you into a place of elevation. It doesn't matter if you're in your job, but he probably allowing you to collect information because he wants you to be, my God, you're going to be the person that brings that impact to the job market area. You might not be the individual that God said, I need you to step out by faith and I need you to start this thing. God thought you probably be the individual that impact and make the owners better. You probably be the impact, that one that going to impact the job market, my God, that you're going to make the company better. You probably be having an anointing on your ring that you can make the job, my God Almighty, the employees better. You probably have an anointing on your life that you're going to bring a level of prosperity into your job market and place, that where your boss or your manager and your supervisor realize who you are and understand, my God Almighty, that they need you here. They need you in a position because God got an anointing on you, just like Pharaoh and a man of God. Pharaoh realized that it was an anointing on that man. It was an anointing on him, that I need him in a position because we will be successful. We will be prosper if that anointing that is on that man of God be in position. You probably be the one that had the anointing. What God had to do with the man of God, he put him in, he had to be in the dungeon chain. He was sold into slavery, my God, and he was walking through a season of information. Then he walked into a season of revelation. Revelation came with the dreams, came with the answers, the different dreams, the different things. Give the revelation. And guess what? It brought forth what? Manifestation. Manifestation of what? Manifestation of what God told him in the beginning. Showed him the dreams in the beginning. That's the manifestation. Can I tell you something, big brother? Saints of God, brothers and sisters, friends and family, the revelation, my God, that God, the manifestation is going to get ready to come into your life. It's what God done told you at the beginning. What did God said at the beginning to you? Then he said you're going to be healed. Then he said you're going to be delivered. Then he said you're going to be successful. Then he said I'm going to make a way out of no way. Then he said I am your provider. Then he said, my God Almighty, when you get ready for the manifestation, y'all got to hear me. And some of us, my God Almighty, God is probably going to use you to step out. He's going to use you to step out. But that still open up a job industry, my God, for the ones that make them bosses and ones that make jobs better. Why? Because when you step out, you're going to need somebody in your corner going to hold you accountable to make you better. Y'all about to hear me. Going to make you better. And at the same time, it open up a market for both fields. Y'all hear me? This is the level of success that God is trying to get the body of Christ to step into. It's not all about opening up the Fortune 500. You're going to be the next millionaire. I don't have to be the next millionaire in a Fortune 500 company that I started. I can be the next millionaire just riding with you. You better hear me. To make you better. To make you better. Y'all better hear me. I can be next. You got to try and understand how to collect information in that season where God got you sitting down. Because when it's time to execute, articulate for you to walk into your realm, if you miss that season, you miss the understanding, you miss the revelation, my God Almighty, because of the lack of information in the context that is wrong, you're going to begin to execute in the wrong way, and it's going to look like you are failing. No, it's not. It's just the wrong context that you took up in that season. Understand that, sense of God. Understand that he give you information. That's the part he gets you to see. He get the learning. Some of us, he's trying to teach us how to learn the people. He's trying to teach us how to learn the decisions of people. That's why you let folks talk about you. That's why you allow them to walk on you. That's why you don't allow them to come, my God, to do whatever they need to do, because he needs you in a place of learning. Because where you're going, you're going to need to identify who's who. You need to identify. If he never talked to you, that he never taught you or showed you how a wolf could be disguised as a sheep, but underneath of that sheep clothing is a wolf, you will never know that that was a wolf under that sheep. He had to bring you through a season of information to teach you that even though it came to me, it came to you as a sheep, but it had been a wolf upon it. If you never went through lying, you never went through persecution, if you never been talked about, if you never seen somebody speak in tongues and turn around and cuss you out, if you never seen somebody that God told you to bless, you're blessed, and they turn around and slap you in the face with it, you won't never, my God, I feel hot this morning, you will never know that how can a wolf, my God, be in a sheep clothes. Y'all gotta hear me. See, a lot of us, we get the word of God, we articulate it, we believe it, but we don't know how the process take place. Can I say that again? We get the word, we articulate it, but we never know how the process take place. And because we don't know how the process take place, the enemy, my God, begin to destroy us for what? A lack of knowledge. Because why? We need to understand how the process to take place. You, my God, if God never took you through that process, you never known how the angel will come as a light. But it's a diabolical, it's a demonic entity right behind y'all, by that. Hear me. You will never know how somebody can open up their arms and embrace you when they had a whole nother motor to come out to kill you. If you never went through that season, you will never know. God sent you through the season not to hurt you, not to lift your grip up to folks, up to your enemies, to the haters, to the ones that was used by the enemy. God sent you through the season to give you information. Why? Because he want to take you to a place of prosperity, and you need to understand who is a wolf. You need to understand what is an angel of our life, but it's very deceptive. You need to understand the folks that go through deceive you. So he don't want to teach you the lesson when you get there. He teach you the lesson before you get there. Why? Because there's so many things that is at risk if he try to teach you the lesson when you get there. Y'all hear me this morning? So there's so many things that God take you through the season through. He take you through the season of information. and information also dealing with, I need to, you understand, my God, and you begin to cross over from information to revelation. That's when prayers begin to come in. That's when peace and hope begin to come in. That's when begin to stand, being a strong tower, stand steadfast, because you're catching a revelation that God is your light and your strength, and whom shall you fear? Even when your enemies, even your foes try to come up and hit your flesh, they stumble and they fall. You begin to catch the revelation. But if you never went through the information, you will never embrace the revelation. Y'all got to hear me this morning. And once you begin to embrace the revelation and you begin to hold on to revelation, it begin to produce manifestation. That's manifestation with God. Let's prove it is on it and say, now you are ready. Now you are ready. Now you, I don't know who this for this morning, but God told me to tell somebody, God, I see two of you in the spirit. I see two of you in the spirit. You're trying to find a place in the market system or what God, what you're trying to do. No, God said you need to understand that your job is to be an impact to others. That is a business. You have a business. My God, y'all got to hear me this morning. You have a business. Once you step in and you bring structure, begin to work with the leader, begin to work with ownership. You have a business to where the numbers going to begin to go up. Prosperity begin to come in. Employees begin to increase. Things begin to come. Things begin to be stable. You got to understand how to market yourself. I declare and decree in this season, God's going to begin to show you the articulation and revelation in different avenues, my God, for them to reach their full financial potential. It's more than one way. It's more than one way. God giving you the information for a reason. You understand the scriptures for a reason. He visiting you for a reason. You went through all that for a reason. You went through all that for a reason. Now, guess what? My God Almighty, now it's time for the manifestation. Manifestation, my God, the enemy don't like when you get the manifestation. He don't like when you get the revelation. He don't care about you getting information. But once you catch the revelation and you start to articulate revelation to get ready to go into manifestation, he don't like it at all. But I declare and decree that many of you, you're going to go into a place within God to where revelation, my God, going to get articulated into manifestation. I want to share this with you. I want to tell you this here. Yesterday, the Holy Ghost dropped something in my spirit. He dropped something in my spirit when me and my wife was talking and we were sharing about some things. And the Holy Ghost dropped something in my spirit. He said, the saints of God, because the mindset of lack and the mindset of poverty, we are making the wealth richer. We are making the wealth richer. This is the revelation. This is what we're saying right here. People get rich off of your gossip. Y'all better hear me. You making the wealth richer, my God, off of your gossip, off of your rumors, off of different things we share. Not, see, my God, we make talk shows that spreads different word. I'm just not saying we get no rich off of gossip. Gossip, because we make the ratings high. We make the attention, because when the ratings high, they could charge more than thousands, if not millions of dollars for commercial infomercials. Amen. We making our ratings all high because we giving attention to things that is not of him. We're giving attention. My God, it's a time to where we identify the problem, and it's time to leave that problem where it's at, because we are walking solution to the problem. Let's stop making the devil ratings high. Let's stop giving let's stop making the enemy having candy in this sky. And this season, we're going to get focused. We're going to be executing. We're going to be on offense to score the point and score what God has for us. Are you ready, saints of God, to walk into the place? Since you already got the information, the revelation done hit you, now let's get ready to walk into manifestation. God bless you all this morning. Back to you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for our praise God apostle. Amen. Praise God. And those words, amen, coming, Lord God, to us people. It's time out for playing games. It's time out. We need to get the information so that we can articulate or understand the information to get our revelation, what God promised for us, so that it will be manifested, brought forth Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank you, Apostle Temple. Amen. For those prophetic words on this morning. Amen. Now we want you all to come on back. Amen. At 7 p.m. So you know what's coming. Our own Mother Helen Walker will break the bread of life with us. Amen. Praise God. And we don't know how she's going to come. Amen. But we know she's going to come through the word of the living God on this evening. So take the information that you have gained on today. Amen. Get your revelation. Amen. So that you can receive your manifestation. Amen. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Amen. Worship you.